in our choral presentations this year, we will be tracing the route which was taken and experienced by a group of individuals known as rebels. A group of individuals, of course, into which we find ourselves by nature, having been bound by sin in the chains of corruption and deprivation and doomed to everlasting destruction. It was to this group of unworthy rebels, however, of which we were a part by nature, that God showed his supreme grace in sending not what we deserve, but his Son to be our Savior and to serve as our Redeemer, the one who by his blood and sacrifice would break the chains of sin and death and set us free to serve him in eternity. All of this providing, of course, more than enough reason for the people of God to use their voices in praising him and rejoicing for all that he has done on our behalf. And so the three portions of our presentation will be the rebels, the Redeemer, and the rejoicing. We'll begin this morning with a familiar tune as well as familiar words, "All Mankind Fell in Adam's Fall." Is called "Awaken Us, O Lord," a piece which presents the despair of the natural human condition, but then couples it with the joyful anticipation and hope which the promises of our Lord generate for those who are open to his gracious gospel. "Awaken us, O Lord," expressing our deep deprivation as well as our great hope in Christ. As promised, Emmanuel did come and fulfill all that was prophesied concerning him, breaking us free from the chains of death, setting us at liberty, giving us again all the reason to rejoice in the world. We do so now in the form of a Renaissance piece called Lyrum Lyrum, and a word of explanation regarding that refrain I think will be of benefit. The arranger writes, "The refrain of Lyrum Lyrum has long been considered an alternate choice for the fa-la-la chorus commonly used in the madrigal style. In Morley's case, however, lyrum probably refers to the lyra, or hurdy-gurdy, which was a type of string instrument operated with a hand crank. This edition includes instrumentals and doubles the voices, taking its cue from the opening line of the text, 'You that hear the sound of my pipes,' paraphrase, and from the chorus that can legitimately be legitimately interpreted, play on. So lyrum, lyrum." To join in the rejoicing at this point in the form of hymn 92, stanzas 1 and 4. Hymn 92, stanzas 1 and 4.